malowana. Tam ta hezka brana pięknie malowana. Krot tu branu maloval, hezky holky miloval. Ten už tady není, ten je odvedení. Krot tu branu maloval, hezky holky miloval. Ten už tady není, ten je odvedení. Ten je odvedení na Toni Braního. Ten je odvedení na Toni Braního. Ty budeš anduličko, ty budeš anduličko plakat, ty pro něho plakat, ty pro něho. Ty budeš anduličko, ty budeš anduličko plakat, ty pro něho plakat, ty pro něho.
Check boys right there wrapping up this set, doing a Painted Gate polka. Right before that we had the Highlighters, Donnie Wilder's Highlighters Orchestra, Waltz Time, one called A Beautiful Song. Right before that, the New Edition band out of Yoakum maybe, or Shiner, I can't remember exactly where that band was out of, down around that way somewheres, one called At the Dance, beautiful waltz right there. And like I said, we start things off with the Lazy Farmers Polka Band and the Grinders Polka. And while I've got a minute here, if you guys remember back on the last show, which was, like I said, almost 3 months ago, but our 25th anniversary show, we had a contest. I said I would be giving away 3 copies of my complete podcast library, which is, I believe, 244 shows, I think. I actually did on Facebook, I posted on Facebook, I actually did a little compilation and went back and went through every single song I've ever played that's available on, that you can download. Not, I don't have the ones that from the shows that I lost or whatever, but from every show that I have copies of, and it turned out to be, I think, 5,889 songs. That's a lot of music, and it's, I think it's 345 hours worth of music, and like I said, so I've got 3 winners. You're going to each get a flash drive with every single show I've ever done. Also going to include the little podcast rundowns for each show, the little text pages that I did on the website. And also will include this Excel spreadsheet that lists every single song I've ever played. So you can go through, you know, if you're looking for a particular song, you can just pull up the spreadsheet and do a search for it and find out which show it's on and what track number it was and track it down real quick and play it or break it down, you know, if you want to separate it into its own song, whatever you want to do with it. It's yours to keep forever. So I'll announce the contest winners, and they are buddy up in New York, David Drzanovich. Hello, David. Got another country podcast coming up soon, hopefully. our new friend Mark Kozelski down in New Braunfels. Hey, Mark. Enjoying all your videos. Mark has a great YouTube channel. He goes a lot down to Krause's and New Braunfels and films all the bands that play there. So check out Mark's YouTube channel as well. And then another Eric Mollick, a different Eric Mollick from the one up in Iowa. This is Eric Mollick from Mesquite, Texas. Eric, congratulations. So all three of you guys are going to get flash drives with all my complete library on it for your listening enjoyment. And if anybody else wants a copy, let me know. I could hook you up for a small fee, probably about $10 or so, just to cover the cost of the flash drive and the postage and that kind of stuff. But I've got a few flash drives left, so if anybody wants a copy, let me know. But congratulations to David, Mark, and Eric, the winners of our 25th anniversary podcast giveaway. So let's get back into the music now. And I had a bunch of old 78s that I was going to give to Mike Guest, who plays with Mark Alana and Texas Legacy Check Band and some others. And going through them, I actually realized I had some more that I had not copied yet. I thought I had copied them all. So a couple of months ago, I wound up copying the rest of the ones that I had not copied ahead of time. And I ran across one. That's pretty interesting. So I'm going to do a little thing here. I'm going to feature the original 78 from probably the early 40s or so. And then we're going to kind of show the evolution of this song over time, how it kind of has evolved and morphed into different versions. So the first version is going to be kind of the original formal Czech version by a tenor named Jan Hofreiter Rokicanski. And then we're going to feature a version by the Vrajels, and then feature a version by Harry Zornick and the Texas Dutchman. And they're all the same song, but they sound vastly different from each other. So check it out, and you'll probably recognize the song, and I'll tell you what it is after we get done. But let's do a little music evolution right here. So kick things off with a waltz, and then we'll do a polka and another polka. So check it out.
Jsem šel včera po rinku, potkal jsem černou cikánku, potkal jsem černou cikánku. Pověz mi cikánko černá, pověz mi cikánko černá, která že pana je věrná. Ta pana jistě je věrná, Co jsem mládencům vyhýbám. Když se jim vyhnout nemůžem, začervená se jak růžem. Pověz mi cikánko černá, která pana je nevěrná. Ta pana je nevěrná, to je k mládencům dočerná. To se jim směje do očí, to se jim směje do očí, a za každým se, a za každým se, a za každým se otočí. Zelené husté ořeší, zelené husté ořeší, kdo pak tě srdce, kdo pak tě srdce, kdo pak tě srdce potěší.
Cigan coach. černá. Tera pana je poštivá, a tera pana je tera pana je tera pana je poštivá, a tera pana je tera pana je tera pana je poštivá. Thank you.
All right, and the Polka Boys right there wrapping up that set with the Memories Waltz. And right before that, like I said, we had three songs doing a little music evolution right here. You recognize the song? It was, of course, The Gypsy. Started out as the Gypsy Waltz or the Sikanka Waltz done by Jan Hofreiter Rokicanski. And then over time, it evolved into a polka. So we had a version, a guitar version by the Vrajels Polka Band there, kind of a double speed version. And then after that, we followed that up with a kind of a half speed version of the Black Gypsy Polka by Harry Zarnik and the Texas Dutchman. So pretty cool. Like I thought it was kind of a cool way to look at a song and see how it changes over time or in the hands of a different band, how they decide to play a song. So maybe some of you guys thought that was interesting. Maybe you're just bored with it. I don't know. But as a musicologist, I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, we got one more set to go. Let's get on into it and send this out to the great Fritz Hottie, who is retiring. I was very surprised to see that. I know Fritz has had some health issues over the past few years. But he seems to be doing better, and I'm kind of sad to see that he is retiring. But you know what? Sometimes it's just time to just hang it up and just chill back and relax. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as, you know, as much as I love playing, I've thought about it myself sometimes. So all the best to Fritz, and I hope he enjoys his retirement. I guarantee you we'll still see him sitting in with the band every once in a while. You can't totally just walk away from it. So all the best to Fritz. So let's do a little song. I think it's September 16th, I think, is the date. It's on a Saturday, and it's gonna be at the Elgin SPJST Hall. So make plans to be there. I think I'm gonna try to show up as well to wish Fritz a happy retirement. So let's do a little number by Fritz and the Fabulous Six, an old recording from an album called Let's Dance. And waltz time, it's one called the Star Waltz.
Gwiazdeczki, gwiazdeczki, ty jasnie świeci ten. Milaczek se na mnie gniewa, wy o tom nie wite. Milaczek se na mnie gniewa, wy o tom nie wite. Gwiazdeczki, gwiazdeczki, okolo mnie sice, miłaczek se na mnie gniewa, że nie mam tysice. Miłaczek se na mnie gniewa, że nie mam tysice.
Thank you. Ček je mali kaček, kiki se ne da. Protožnički na visokim trom je sedava. O polnoci zasmiva. Yeah.
Rudy Kurtz Orchestra right there from another TNT 45 that I downloaded off the Mr. Medistor Pulse YouTube channel. A nice clean version of the Green Meadow Waltz that I did not previously have. Right for that, the Polka Patriot Orchestra out of the Dallas or Ennis area doing the Rain Polka, and I wish we could get some rain. Man, we need it bad. It is just getting crispy down here in Central Texas. Right before that, we had the Shiner Hobo Band doing the Mockingbird Waltz. And like I said, we started that set off with Fritz Hottie and Fabulous Six doing the Star Waltz. And that is going to do it for this week's show. I definitely will be back a lot sooner than another 2.5 months. So hopefully another week and a half or so. Let me get totally caught up on work and everything else that I'm still catching up with after vacation, but I will definitely get back on. I've got so many different projects going on right now. I've got like 70 cassettes that I'm copying over to digital for Don Main, my good buddy Don Main in Corpus. I'm working on that project. It's coming along, Don. It'll be a while. I told you end of July. I'm not sure about that. It may be the end of August, but for sure by then, still hoping to have a recording session in the beginning of August with our band to record what might be our last CD. I don't know. I need to tell you guys about that. So, received word a couple months ago from our lovely accordion player, Francis Barton, who has been with us for about 8 years and is a fantastic player. Man, we played down in Amazonville last month, and she got so many compliments on her playing. There were so many people coming up here that had never seen her before and just loved the way she played and complimented her. And that was nice for me to see because she is a fantastic accordion player. However, she is also same age as my mom, which is mid to late 70s. And I don't think when she first joined the band 8 years ago, she really knew what she was getting into. And, like I said, she's a fantastic accordion player. Such a nice lady. She's very sweet, very kind of timid and just down to earth, but just kind of a quiet person. And we're not, you know, and I don't think that has anything to do with anything, but I think the more, I mean, she definitely improved our band and we started picking up a lot more gigs. And I think, especially now that she's getting a little older, it's just gotten to be a little too much. And so she is retiring at the end of this year. All the gigs we have on our schedule, she will play. But she's kind of decided she doesn't want to commit to any more gigs that, outside of what we already have booked. So at this point, we're not really booking anything else because we don't have an accordion player. And come next year, we won't have an accordion player unless we can track one down. So honestly, the status of our band is kind of up in the air, you know. I don't know what the future holds. There's not a lot of accordion players out there. And really, really good ones are even harder to find, ones that know this music. And, you know, people say, well, beggars can't be choosers, whatever. But, yeah, I kind of can. I mean, I'm not going to just take anybody. You know, I mean, I've spent 25 years working on this band, and we have a reputation, and we have a style that we have that's unique. It's ours, and we have a certain level that we aspire to. And I'm not just going to take anybody. They, you know, they have to have passion, and they also have to have ability. You know, they want to play, and they want to learn this music, and they also need to be able to play this music. We don't play the same songs all the other bands play. We play a lot of different stuff, kind of what you might even call deep cuts or whatever. You know, lesser known polkas and waltzes, and we play all kinds of different keys. A lot of bands just play two or three different keys. We'll play in eight or nine different keys. And so it's not easy playing in this band. But, you know, for the right person, I mean, it's could be a great opportunity. You know, I've set a very high bar for this band, and I want to keep it that way. And if I can't do it, I just won't do it, because I'm not going to sacrifice quality just to keep playing. Like I said, I love playing, but I got a lot of other stuff I could be doing at the same time. A lot of stuff I want to do. So, you know, I can always go sit in with the band and help them out. I'll never quit playing either. But even if it gets to the point where I'm just making recordings at home, you know, I've got a recorder here. I've got a 24-track recorder. And, you know, I've got friends that want to make music as well. We could just make CDs and put them out and just not perform in public. I would rather not do that, but I mean, I'm going to do that for sure, regardless of what the band situation. That is definitely in the future. I may have to take a little time off to get a recording studio set up proper, but trust me, there's a lot of music I want to record, and it's just the finding the right people to help me out. So that will never go away. But like I said, the future of the band, I'm not so sure about. So when I say come see us when you can, I mean, come see us when you can, because it might be it, at least for a while, you know. May have to take a little time out before we run across the right person to fit in with our band. So it is what it is, you know. We'll move on and do what we're going to do. But I sure appreciate all you guys that have come out to see us over the past years, and like I said, we've still got plenty of dances left for the end of this year, so check out our schedule and come see us while you can, like I said. So that's the take on the band. We're going to get on out of here. I've talked enough. Let's do some one last polka here from Moloch's Fisherman, and we'll be back in a week or so with another show. So here's Moloch's Fisherman take us out, one called the OK Polka, and until next time, everybody take care. Stay safe, and for now, we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.